Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
To play Bible trivia with other people, really, because they usually expect me to know all the answers. I guess that's what people expect of pastors, but here's a common Bible trivia question, though. See if you know this. In what city were followers of Jesus first called Christians? The answer is Antioch. Yeah, that's kind of a common question and answer. You'd find that in your Bible trivia game. You know, the question would be, where's the first place you see the word Christian in the Bible? Well, it's found in Acts 11, 26, and they were first called Christians in Antioch. But there's something more that I want to point out in that passage. You know, this podcast is currently in a series of episodes focusing on how we can encourage others, and we've been looking at the life of Barnabas. If you haven't caught the first couple of episodes in this series, why don't you go back to episode 2 and 3? We saw this, that Barnabas encouraged others by being generous and by supporting them. Now I hope that you will encourage others to be devoted to God like Barnabas did. Encourage devotion to God. Let's go back to Acts 11. Here's the setting. There were believers in Christ who were scattered as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch because of persecution. Some who went into Antioch preached about Jesus and were told that a great number of people were saved. So the report gets to Jerusalem, and you can kind of see Jerusalem, view it as sort of the headquarters of the church, even though it wasn't called that. But here's a bunch of new believers. And they want to encourage these new believers in Antioch to walk well in their faith. And so go back to Jerusalem, and here they're gathered, and they're thinking, well, who are we going to send to encourage these new believers? Well, guess who's your guy? It's Barnabas. So they send Barnabas, and he sees the incredible spread of faith there in Antioch. Now, Barnabas then goes to Tarsus to find none other than Paul, and he brings Paul back to Antioch. Now, let me read verse 25 and 26. It says, so Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And for a whole year, they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians. Listen to this. The disciples gained a reputation as being Christians after Paul and Barnabas spent a year encouraging them to be devoted to Christ. Christian means little Christ, and it was a label put on these believers that set them apart from Jewish people there. Some point out that it could have been a term to mock other, you know, these believers, and nonetheless, these believers in Antioch had a devotion to Christ that was obvious to people around them. Well, where did they learn this devotion? Well, that came from Paul and Barnabas teaching them for a year. I want to encourage you to encourage others to be devoted to Christ. At times, it's not easy to be devoted to Christ. The kind of devotion we're talking about is one that causes you to look like Jesus by what you say and do. You know, people have trouble with this because they don't want to go to work, or they don't want to go to school, or maybe elsewhere where people might mock them because they're acting like Christ. The people who probably most need this encouragement from you are newer believers in Christ. Because they're still learning, they're still facing a lot of pressure. They're facing pressure to be involved in unrighteousness because they're not that far removed from it. So how can you encourage someone to be devoted to Christ in such a way that their life starts to look like Jesus? You know, the first time I read all the way through the New Testament was because someone took time to encourage me by meeting weekly with me to go through it. At another time, there were four men at my ordination, and I specifically wanted those four men there because of how they encouraged me to stay devoted to God's calling of me into ministry. Think about your own life. How have you been encouraged to be devoted to God? You know, sometimes we just need someone to poke us along. This week, can you start meeting with someone to encourage their devotion to God? Maybe read your Bibles together, maybe encourage them to serve in ways that they're gifted. Could you at least be intentional about asking someone what God is doing in their life and ask them how they're responding in obedience to the Lord? Like Barnabas, let's encourage others to be devoted to God.
for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.